Hello, everyone. This is Buffy's Flavorful Journey podcast, episode 22. I've seen quite a few TikTok videos talking about Americans struggling to make ends meet in our current economy. They all blame President Biden for America's current economy. Well, before I give you those 10 ways to save money tips, I mean, that is the title of the podcast, let's get a quick history lesson slash truth bomb session in first. Now, here's some recent statistics on Americans struggling in our current economy. Financial distress is on the rise. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York reports a significant increase in debt delinquency. In the third quarter of 2023, more people were behind on credit card, auto loan, and mortgage payments compared to pre-pandemic levels. Americans are feeling a pinch. A Gallup poll conducted in October 2023 found that 61% of Americans say inflation has caused financial hardship for their household, with 15% experiencing severe hardship impacting their standard of living. Overall well-being has dipped. The Federal Reserve Board reports a decline in overall financial well-being in 2022. Only 73% of adults reported feeling financially okay or comfortable, down from 78% just 2 years earlier in 2021. Paycheck versus prices. While unemployment remains low and wages are rising, many Americans still struggle with the high cost of living. A Bankrate poll found that half of U.S. adults believe their personal finances are worse than in 2020, with inflation being a major pain point. Recession. Even though the U.S. economy is technically growing, many Americans perceive a recession is occurring. A CBS News report highlights this disconnect, noting that 59% of Americans feel the economy is in a recession, and those who believe this are more likely to report financial difficulties. Now, of course, these statistics paint a picture of a complex economic situation. And while some positive indicators do exist, many Americans are struggling to keep up with rising costs and inflation. Now, you may be wondering, or in my opinion, you should be wondering, about the causes of our current inflation and rising cost. Well, there are several contributing factors, and here's a breakdown of some of the main causes. Supply chain disruptions. The COVID-19 pandemic significantly disrupted global supply chains. Lockdowns, port slowdowns, and labor shortages all limited production and the movement of goods. This imbalance between supply and demand led to price increases for many consumer goods. Energy price shocks. Global energy prices, especially oil and natural gas, have surged in recent years. This is due to a number of factors, including increased demand from a recovering global economy, political instability in oil-producing regions, and supply limitations. Energy is a key input cost for many products, so higher energy prices translate to higher consumer prices across the board. Monetary policy. Governments and central banks around the world implemented quantitative easing programs during the pandemic in order to stimulate economic growth. This increased the money supply, which can contribute to inflation if not managed carefully. Another issue is wage pressures. As the labor market tightens and unemployment remains low, wages are starting to rise. This is positive for workers, but it can also lead to cost push inflation. Because businesses facing higher labor costs tend to raise their prices to maintain their profit margins. Another issue is geopolitical events. The war in Ukraine has further disrupted energy markets and added to inflationary pressures. Additionally, ongoing trade tensions between the U.S. and China has also impacted supply chains and contributed to higher prices. Now, it's important to note that these factors can all interact and amplify each other. For example, supply chain disruptions can be worsened by energy price shocks, making it harder to control inflation. Addressing inflation requires a multi-pronged approach that considers all these contributing factors. Now ask yourself this. When did these main causes of the current inflation begin? Well, yes, they all began at different times, but they have now combined and created a bit of a perfect storm. The supply chain disruptions began back in early 2020 when the COVID-19 pandemic first emerged. Lockdowns in China, a major manufacturing hub, and global travel restrictions caused significant slowdowns. The ripple effects are still being felt today in 2024. Energy price shocks. Oil prices began a slow climb in 2021 as economies recovered from the pandemic. However, the major surge came in early 2022 due to the war in Ukraine and ongoing tensions with Russia, a major oil producer. Monetary policy. Quantitative easing programs were primarily implemented by governments in 2020 in response to the pandemic's economic impact. The long-term effects of these policies on inflation are still being debated by economists today. Wage pressures. Labor shortages became a significant issue in 2021 as businesses reopened and struggled to find workers. This has led to rising wages in some sectors, but the impact on inflation is complex. Geopolitical events. The war in Ukraine began in February 2022 and significantly worsened the global energy crisis. Trade tensions between the U.S. and China have been simmering for several years, but their impact can be difficult to isolate. So overall, while some of the causes, like supply chain disruptions, have been ongoing for a while, the confluence of multiple factors in 2021 and 2022 is what truly accelerated inflation to its current level. So when you hear people complain about President Biden being the cause of the current inflation and rising cost, think again. These all started during the great Tangerine Man's presidency. Now, I'm not telling anyone who to vote for or not to vote for, but I am a big advocate for doing some research before you vote. Okay, are you ready for those money-saving tips? I mean, so many of us feel like our money just disappears in the thin air, right? Like, we work hard, but our bank accounts never seem to reflect it. We've all been there. Hell, we're there now. So let's dive into those 10 money-saving strategies. Number 1. Clip, clip, clip those coupons. Who doesn't love a good bargain? Coupons are a classic money-saving strategy for a reason. From groceries to clothes, there are coupons out there for just about everything. Check your local newspaper inserts if still available anywhere near you. Also online coupon websites and even store apps and store websites to find deals before you buy anything. Number 2. Price match like a pro. Many stores offer price matching, which means they'll match the lower price you find at a competitor. So take advantage of this. Do your research online or at other stores before heading to the checkout. Number 3. Book up on savings, but do it smartly. Buying in bulk can be a great way to save, but here's the key. Only buy what you'll actually use. Stock up on non-perishable items you use regularly, especially when they're on sale. So you don't have to go to the warehouse clubs, you know, Sam's or Costco or BJ's. If there's a good sale on something that you use and it's non-perishable, stock up. Number 4, thrifting, a treasure hunt for savings. Thrift stores are treasure troves waiting to be explored. You can find gently used clothes, furniture, household items, and more at a fraction of the retail price. Plus, you're giving pre-loved items a new life. Number 5. Garage sale gems. Speaking of pre-loved items, garage sales are weekend warriors' dream. You can snag amazing deals on everything from clothes and toys to tools and home decor. Just be prepared to haggle and have some fun digging for hidden gems. Number 6. Expand your online hunting grounds. Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist are online marketplaces teeming with opportunity. Find gently used items, furniture, and even electronics at discounted prices. Remember, though, to meet in a safe public location for transactions. Number 7. Home-cooked happiness and savings. Eating out can seriously dent your budget, so cooking at home is a fantastic way to save money and eat healthier. Plus, it's a fun way to explore new recipes and cuisines. So be sure to check out Buffy's Flavorful Journey YouTube channel and see all of my cooking and baking videos. Bonus, did you hear that McDonald's is bringing back the dollar menu? Seems people are catching on to the power of home cooking, and McDonald's is losing money because they keep raising their prices. Number 8, needs versus wants. Know the difference. This might sound really simple, but it's very crucial. Before you buy anything, ask yourself, is this a need or a want? Needs are essential items like food and clothing. Wants are things you can live without. Prioritize your needs and be mindful of impulse purchases. Number 9, save big on Amazon without the box. Did you know about Amazon Warehouse? Here on that website, you can find deals on open box or slightly used items that are still in great condition. Same great products, but often at a significantly lower price. If you want to find it, just go to Google and search Amazon Warehouse. And number 10, unleash your inner DIY master. There are countless resources online to help you tackle projects yourself, from fixing leaky faucets to replacing a flat tire. Before you call a professional, see if there's a DIY tutorial out there. You might be surprised at what you can accomplish and the money you can save. For example, I had a piece of siding coming off of my house. I know nothing about home construction, siding, anything like that. I Googled it, how to fix it, found a video on YouTube, showed me how to do it, what tool I needed, bought the tool on Amazon, fixed it myself, saved me hundreds of dollars. So you can do that too. Thanks so much for joining me on Buffy's Flavorful Journey podcast today. And remember, saving money is all about being smart and strategic. By incorporating these tips into your routine, you'll be well on your way to financial freedom. And also, before you vote, do your research. Not telling you who to vote for, I'm just asking that you do your research first. So don't forget to share your best money saving tips in the comments below. And until next time, keep it smart and keep it frugal. Like this podcast, leave a comment, good or bad. I need to know what you're thinking. Until next time, bye for now.